Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Happy day five of reset. This is Pastor Holly greeting you all with the joy and love of Jesus the Christ. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. We're going to wait just a few more moments to allow people to join in with us this morning as we give thanks to God for this Sunday, as we're making it to day five of our reset journey. I'm so grateful to God for all of our partners in prayer and in fasting. I pray that already by day five, you're seeing God moving in your life. Some changes are happening. Some things are being done differently. And we give God the glory as people are logging on. I'm so thankful to God that we made it through day five. I pray that you're checking in with people. Everywhere I'm going, I'm bumping into folks who are telling me that they are part of Reset. What a glory to the Lord it is to run into folk who are praying and fasting and are not ashamed of it. I want to share a testimony with you before we go into prayer this morning. Let's humble our hearts. Let's prepare our minds. Let's go into prayer. I'm going to ask if you will take just about 5 seconds in silence to quiet your mind as we get ready to go to God. Let's come before the Lord quietly. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, here we are on this Sunday morning, and I don't know any other way to begin the day than to say thank you for brand new mercies. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father God, for seeing fit in your grace to prepare us for this day. Thank you, oh Lord, Heavenly Father God, for these 5 days that lie behind us as we are in this journey of reset, moving into this day. Oh Lord, Lord, gracious Lord, we continue to search for your face and your voice and your will as we commit to the discipline of fasting and commit ourselves to the power of praying. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray already that each and every brother and sister on this line, each and every brother and sister on this journey has already begun to experience the power of your Spirit moving in their life. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, that we feel the strength of the Holy Spirit, that we've learned the power of denying the flesh. We know, O Lord, that we've got a long way to go, 35 more days. But I've learned, Lord, to pause and thank you for every day that lies behind us. Rather than being intimidated by the journey that's ahead, I want to stop right now and look backwards and say, we've almost made it through our first week. And God, we thank you. Thank you. It may not have been as difficult as we anticipated, Lord. It may not have been as much of a struggle, but it's going to get harder. Lord, I want to thank you for the power we've already begun to feel. Thank you, Lord, that you're speaking to someone's heart. Thank you, Lord, that you're giving someone clarity over a difficult decision. Thank you, God, for the wisdom that you're speaking into our hearts and our minds. My deepest prayer, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, is that this journey would begin something, this journey that we began on March the 5th, that it will not end on April the 13th. That when we come to the end of this fast, it is the beginning of a new walk. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That when we come to the end of this fast, Lord, that we have a new devotion, a new habit, a new discipline to never go back to the place where we go about the whole day without praying, to never be in a place where we feel we're defeated in our flesh and don't hear your call to just fast as you would lay on our heart to do so. Thank you, gracious Lord, Father God, for the journey of seed. And as we continue into this prayer hour, Lord, what's heavy on my heart today is to pray for our deliverance. We pray to thee, O God, from the things that bind us and keep us. for moving in the fullness of the abundant life that you have for us. There's so many things that the devil uses to tie our hands and our hearts and our minds today. Oh, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I'm praying for someone to be delivered from fear. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray that you would speak to them to let them know that you are always with them and that they do not need to be afraid of the unknown, the unseen, and the unplanned. That whatever is unknown, God, you've already seen it. Whatever is unplanned, oh God, you already have a plan that supersedes that. So today, Lord, I'm praying that we be delivered from fear. The fear of what someone will do, the fear of what someone will say, the fear of what might happen if you step out on faith and walk in the will of God. May God break you from that fear. Today I'm praying that someone be delivered from unforgiveness and bitterness. Today I want you to find the joy of knowing that God has forgiven. And then in the same way God has forgiven us, we release others. When you forgive someone else, it's not for their benefit and blessing, it's for yours. Today, I pray that you be delivered from that past hurt that has kept you bound with bitterness. Today, I'm praying that you be delivered from those words spoken that you continue to hear that left you with an unforgiving heart and unforgiving spirit. Today, I pray that you be delivered from the betrayal of your past. Someone who did you wrong, who you trusted in and took advantage of you to see. Just like Joseph did when he forgave his brothers. At the end of the book of Genesis, he was able to see how much God had done in his life, in spite of what his brothers had done against him. And because of that, he was able to forgive them. Why hold on to their betrayal? When grace is giving you so many blessings, I'm not saying that you go back into reconciliation. I'm not saying that you just let them back into your life. I'm saying that you release them, that you release yourself from that bitterness and that unforgiveness, that you might experience the joy and the peace of God. I'm praying for you to be delivered from the bitterness, your unforgiveness, in the pains of your past. I pray that someone be delivered from insecurity today, to trust and believe that whatever God has called you to, God has prepared you for. God will never open a door that God doesn't want to see you in that room. God will never give you a seat at the table without preparing you to be qualified to sit there. Know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You were so awesome in God, that after God created you, God threw away your fingerprint and got rid of your DNA and said, no one else can have it because there's only one you. And today I want to encourage you to be the best you God has made you to be. That when you know your heart is right with God, that you're seeking the face of God, that you're trying to model the life of Jesus Christ. My brother, my sister, you are more than enough. Be who God created you to be and confident in that today. May you be released from any insecurity. Today I'm praying that you be delivered from ungodly desires in the flesh. Part of the reason we're fasting, my sister, part of the reason we're saying no to things, my brother, is so that you learn that you can say no to your flesh. I'm praying today that you be delivered from unhealthy thinking. I'm praying today that you be delivered from vulgarity in your mouth. Lord, work on me. You know God has something ungodly. You know God has sometimes ungodly language seeps out of my mouth. Lord, I'm praying today that you keep me. Find deliverance from any language and talk and speech that does not glorify you. When people hear us speak, they ought to know that you're a child of God. Beloved, I want you to remember that time when Peter was standing by the fire and Jesus was on the trail with the Sanhedrin council, and Peter was in the midst of fulfilling the prophecy of denying Jesus. And the Bible says that there was a woman standing by the fire who said to Peter, "Aren't you the one that was with him?" And Peter denied Jesus. And the girl kept pushing it. And Peter even cursed at her. And the woman said, "I can tell by the way you speak. You're a disciple of Jesus Christ. I can tell you've been with Jesus because you cursed. And it doesn't even come out right. Your foul language doesn't even sound right. There's something holy even in your trying to hide it." May God deliver us from anything in our mouth and our speech that does not give him glory. I'm praying today that God would deliver us from all that binds us, from all that keeps us walking faithfully, from all of our bitter thinking, from all of our negative talk, from any desires of our flesh and our heart. May God release you from anything the devil has tried to use to bind you. In the Gospels, you'll find that Jesus never found someone bound with the Spirit and did not release them. It is not the will of God for you to be bound by anything, but to live in the balance and the abundance of the life of Jesus Christ died for us to have. Lord, today I pray that we be delivered. I speak the words to declare that whomever the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord, that we new creatures, that we are new creatures in you. And then as we seek for you, every step we take closer to you is a step where we are further delivered from the things that are past. Lord, I thank you today for the freedom that comes to us in Christ Jesus. And as we seek your face, your voice, and your will, may we be delivered from anything in our lives that has had us bound, anything that's had generational impact on us, anything, oh God, that has come into our lives that we did not welcome or want, but has hindered us from moving fully into our spirit and in your power. I speak deliverance over you, my brother. I speak deliverance in your life, my sister. Today, may you break every chain. May the Holy Spirit release you from all bondage, from all affliction, from anything that will keep you from glorifying God in spirit and in truth. Lord, thank you for day five. And we walk into this day with our hands lifted because they're no longer bound. We walk into this day with our mouths saying thank you because they've been sanctified in our mouth. Today we walk towards believing that we are more than conquerors, because our minds have been set free from the guilt and the shame of the sins of our past. Walk in the newness of life. Walk where the sunlight of mercy shines bright, shines all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. This is our prayer, O God, on day five as we move into this reset journey. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus, who always and alone is our Christ. And all on this line this morning, who are the redeemed of the Lord, said amen, amen, and amen. This is Pastor Hawley. I'm grateful to God for you joining me. Listen, we'll be right back here tomorrow by the grace of God at 7 a.m. as we move into day six. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. I want you to be delivered and walk in freedom today in Jesus' name. Have a blessed and beautiful day, my brothers and sisters. Everyone, God's blessings to you. We'll catch you tomorrow.